This is Morning Motivation for Educators on the Bee Podcast Network. Learn about all the shows at beepodcastnetwork.com. You'll hear from a variety of formal and informal educators who help put this podcast together. If you'd like to contribute your voice to this show, please go to morningmotivationedu.com to apply.
Good morning, my friends. I am Candace Noss, a physical therapist, a wellness coach, a disciple of Christ, a mother of six, and I created my business, the Mind, Body, Spirit Trifecta, where I am a liberator of love, love for God, love for self, love for others. As I enlighten and empower others to elevate their mind, body, and spirit and own their divine greatness. Good morning. I hope that you are having a wonderful, thankful Thursday. And by the time this podcast is published, it will be right around the end of March, as well as the end of the first quarter of the year. It's a great time for reflection and landing in a space of gratitude. I want to throw down a challenge for you on this thankful Thursday to think about what you are grateful for the week, for the month, and for the first quarter of the year. Take a moment and reflect about that. Last week, I spoke about avoiding the four C's of comparing, competing, complaining, and criticizing in order to develop loving relationships. Usually, I try to steer clear of focusing on something not to do. One of the rules I like to live by is don't say don't. Because when we say don't do something, all our brain hears is that something. For example, if I said, don't think about a purple cow, what are you imagining? You can't help but think about the purple cow. It's just how our brains work. So because I focused last week on what not to do, this week I really wanted to give you something to do in order to create loving relationships. In speaking with one of my dear friends this week about something totally unrelated, she casually told me that she strives in all her relationships and interactions to stay calm, compassionate, and curious. Now, when she spoke those three C words, they vibrated within my heart. They sort of rang with a resonance that I've come to recognize and pay attention to. That was it. To build, develop, and create loving relationships with God, with ourselves, and with others, it is powerful to utilize the three C's to stay calm, compassionate, and curious. I have experienced firsthand how truly connecting it is to fully step into this place of calmness, compassion, and curiosity throughout all of our interactions. I have heard it said, conflict is inevitable, and contention is a choice. When conflicts arise, and they will, how we approach these conflicts is vital to avoiding contention and resolving the issue, to maintaining a strong relationship. The three C's are critical to the execution of compassionate conversations that will result in bonding and building, even amidst conflict. Make every effort to stay calm. Calm face, calm voice, calm body. That will set the tone for your conversation. Let compassion be the motive that drives the conversation where you are seeking to understand. I love the saying that says, seek to understand, not reprimand. Stay curious. Curiosity keeps defensiveness at bay, and it keeps us out of judgment. I love the saying, get curious, not furious. So by executing the three C's, calm, compassionate, and curious, it will set us all up for healthy, effective, and connecting interactions with those that we care about. I am so thankful for my friend this week who gave me the answer I was seeking about what to do in order to land in a place of love when our relationships can be strained. Engage the three C's. I hope you find ways to experiment this week with all of your relationships. Experiment with avoiding the four C's of comparing, criticizing, competing, and complaining, and incorporating the three C's of staying calm, compassionate, and curious as you navigate the tricky waters of relationships. Let me know how it goes. Thank you for joining me today and for being part of my journey. I believe in you, and I truly am thankful for you. If you'd like more from me, I invite you to listen and subscribe to my podcast called Designed for Greatness with Candace Noss. Or grab my free video about taking your self-talk from crappy to happy. I'd love for you to join my Thankful Thursday email. You can always contact me through my email address. All links are in the show notes. And remember, you are designed for greatness.
Thanks for listening. And whatever role you have in education, we have a podcast for you at bepodcastnetwork.com. Who among your friends and colleagues needs to hear this message today? Please share it with them right now.